time. So if we, you know, try to be as, you know, do our due diligence to work with them to make sure that we're not, and I express that we are not a problem for them to be able to get in to, and out of their house.
Okay, I've got one more question. As far as your 50-foot easement, and they have, I'm assuming, a 16-foot existing easement, them will, or 16-foot road, will them overlap each other pretty much? I mean,
so
their easement will still exist, even though it's on your 50-foot easement going in, correct?
Can I defer to, I'll defer to Kent for that, because he knows all of that. So.
Yes, we actually had to go back to Linda to get the her permission to actually kind of move that easement a little further over. And so, yes, what permission that we have is to actually put that 50-foot easement, but shift it into part of her other property.
So the center line of that's shown there now is not the center line of the current road?
That's right.
It is or isn't?
It is not.
Okay.
So where is the current road in relationship to that easement?
The current road is, well, the center line is not, but this is an absolute. This absolute, the 50 is shifted this way. Does that make sense?
So they will still have access. I mean, they're not being cut off access
with
that easement.
Can I kind of answer Mrs. Jones? Maybe
it moves the whole thing to the.
You can tell us.
Well, very good. She had a question about who's going to maintain the road. And obviously, like Garrett said, we want to be good neighbors. So we have no plans at this point to improve or to widen or anything like that, unless we get together with the neighbors and we want to do something like that. But currently, we don't have any plans to
change anything.
Welcome any extra traffic. And I think they have probably concerns with that as well.
Okay, I have another question, sorry, but what about your equipment? You got a generator, you got a tower, is that going to be fenced, that triangle piece?
Our footprint?
That was what I was going to ask.
Well, that was leading up to, because I wanted to, can you show his existing easement along with yours before next week?
If I could show his existing easement.
Where his existing easement will lay within your 50-foot easement to know that. I want to make sure that their access on the existing road is concurrent with your 50-foot, and where you put your fence, it won't be cut off.
Yeah, I think I can get that.
Because you're going to fence the tower, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Chain link fence, normal. And you're going to have the backup generator.
Yes.
And there on that. So
everything that you see in that little green, that will be fenced in.
Okay.
You're pretty dead set on this site for your tower?
And I'm glad you asked that question. We did, in fact, talk to Linda about some of her other land opportunities. And
it actually wasn't our first choice, but through talking to Linda, this is actually where we actually
have. Good land use is what we were really looking for. A piece of little pie that really nobody is wanting to buy down the road.
No frontage, you know, nothing that would be, you know, appealing. Better use later. And further away from the highway, kind of more obscure. It's as you can see from the video, it's not very, you know what I'm saying, it's not very
buildable for a house.
Yeah, she could not do anything like this in the future, but best use for us, we feel like this would be the best use. And we kept this far enough away from, if this did become a parcel here in itself, then.
Well, maybe I shouldn't ask this question, but this lot you've deeded off, is this, it's this 0.17 acres, plus or minus, and all that. That's going to be your land?
That's correct.
That's going to be your land.
Now, the 50-foot easement, will also you own it?
No.
That's
that would be a mutual easement.
That's an easement. It's just easement.
Means it's someone else's.
It's everybody's allowed, you know, utilize it. And I did talk to Howard about possibly later making road improvements. I mean, long term, maybe asphalting it would be nice, or, you know, if Howard, if we decide, like he said, you know, if they decide that, you know, that's something maybe we can do later, that would, you know, we're always for helping to help too.
I've lived in Kane County all my life, and I know that if you make a road nice, people are going to drive down there to see what's there.
Faster.
And absolutely. Everybody's looking for a new. And so, you know, if we can keep it to where it doesn't look like it really goes anywhere, it, typically people won't go down there.
Well, so, I guess I have a question that's obvious to me. It showed that little line of trees, and it showed their road to their son's house and everything, and there's kind of a road on the other side of those trees that's growing along there.
Here's that driveway. You see this driveway to this rest
driveway? Yes.
That's a direct driveway. In
that's a direct driveway to the other house.
And that's correct. Part of that 50-foot easement will actually absorb that there.
That's a direct driveway to Linda's rental house.
Correct.
Okay, sure. I want to know what is the size of that pie, that piece of property that you guys are going to put that on?
0.175.
Yeah.
See, it's
here. One seven.
And it's down below the house. It's down below that driveway. It's
no,
straight across from your
driveway, sir. It's right against our driveway. That's where that piece of pie is.
Yeah, but it's below the other drive going into Linda's house.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt her piece of property whatsoever. It's closer to the residency of Mr. Huffman and to our son and to the one that she's renting is the farthest way from her private residency, which there's lots of property that she hopes that would be to be more feasible and away from residency.
This Garrett?
Kent and Garrett.
Go up there and show me where you're going to put that tower again, please. Exact.
Get to that pie.
Right here.
Please get to that pie.
Right here. There's an old cistern that sits right here, and that is the area in which it's going to sit.
Okay. Well, Kent was up a little further to the drive earlier when you were showing us. And where you were showing us, it would be 50-50 either way to each house. But what you're showing us, it would be closer to this house than it would to Linda's.
She's saving her commercial property and scooting the tower back to this building house.
And making ours
and
less.
Back to our road.
And she's got lots of property that this would fit really good on, actually.
Okay. That's enough, Will.
And Ms. Crosby would be here tonight, but she is in the hospital and having a procedure, so she would not be able to be here.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
So this is not your property yet. It will be.
That's
if
correct.
It gets approved. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. Anybody got any more questions?
I'm good.
Yes, sir. Did you?
Can a non-interested party ask a question? We have no interest in that property, but I'm curious, what is your transmitter power? I'm an electrical engineer. I'm curious what your transmitter power is.
That's why I brought my
1 watt.
1 watt?
Yeah.
So, no further questions.
I was going to say, if you guys want to visit, well, there's a restaurant, you can go get you some coffee. And the McDonald's probably would have coffee. Okay, we'll see you. No more questions?
You too,
anybody in the audience.
Pretty much.
Yes. Yeah. If there ain't no more questions, we'll see you on the 15th. And we need to move on to Bear Creek Farms. Sorry we kept you out here so long. I'm sorry. 2887 YC Henry Knightley Reynolds.
Okay.
Is that you? Okay.
Yeah, this is case number 2016-18. The project is 2087 Yandel Cove Knightley Rental. The applicants are Dean and Janice Donat. And property is located at 2087 Yandel Cove. We'll zoom in here. Again, this is located at 2087 Yandel Cove Road, Kirbyville, Missouri, in the Swan Township, Section 27, Township 23, Range 20. And, of course, we've got our north, south, east, and west views. The applicants are requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize an existing three-bedroom single-family residence for nightly rental. Per the assessor's information, the single-family residence in question is approximately 1,561 square feet in size and was constructed in 1991. The staff was unable to locate the Division 1 permit in question. On April 12, 2016, the on-site wastewater permitting division of the planning department issued a permit for a new septic system for a new 1,000-gallon septic tank and 400 feet of lateral lines. The current application was approved for concept on July 18th. The subject property is approximately 9.7 acres, and it's a meets and bounds described piece of property. Containing the existing residence and also a small accessory building. Of course, as you know, the Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building structure or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 calendar days. Therefore, the applicant would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater without a permit. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. And on this one, of course, the maximum occupancy would be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. And so on this three-bedroom home, you'd have a maximum occupancy of up to eight people. The property in question, again, is served by an individual wastewater system, septic system. For the continued maintenance of the septic system serving the home, the on-site staff, of course, recommends that the septic tank be pumped as needed, but at least recommends at least every 5 to 7 years, or more frequently if required. The property in question is currently served by an existing drive off of Yandel Cove Road. And per the nightly rental provisions, it's required one parking space for each two person, for every two people, basically. And therefore, he would need a total of four parking spaces. And between the large driveway and also the circle turnaround area at the end, it definitely exceeds the minimum parking requirements. The adjoining property immediately to both the north and south is primarily low-density, large single-family tracts of land. The adjoining property immediately to the east is property owned by the Army Corps of Engineers, with Bolshoals Lake being located further to the west there. And the same thing to the east as well. Basically, the code book refers to buffering, but with this property, with this 9.7 acre property, it's essentially buffered on all sides by existing trees and vegetation. The project received a total score of -8 on the policy checklist out of a maximum score of 45. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of right-of-way and existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and utilities. The staff recommendations on this one: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-18, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the, and that should say, the, or that's central, from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District. the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department